Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Agronomy, Forestry and Horticulture, Volume 8, and Issue 1. It was published on May 12, 2024. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is The Impact of Flooding on the Depletion and Dispersal of Plants. The author is Dr. Benefit Onu from the Biology Department, Federal University Otuok, Faculty of Science. Abstract of the article. Flooding has both positive and negative impacts not just on humans and the environment but also on the dispersal and depletion of plant species depending on the specific condition and types of plants involved. On one hand, flooding can transport seeds, e.g., coconuts, avocado, palms, water lily, etc., and plant parts over a long distance, allowing them to disperse more widely than they would have been more able to. This can be beneficial for certain plant species that rely on water-based dispersal mechanisms such as hydrochory. Flooding also has a significant effect on terrestrial plants that cannot withstand inundation for a long period of time. When flood water rises, the submerged vegetation is deprived of oxygen, which is necessary for photosynthesis and respiration, which mechanically damage the plants and creating unfavorable soil conditions for plants. Flooding can mechanically uproot plants, break stems and branches of trees, leading to decline in plant density and diversity at affected areas. Flooding is unavoidable but can be managed if appropriate measures are instituted, such as construction of dams and reservoirs to hold excess water, riverbank protection, construction of levees and spillways, appropriate drainage systems and storm water management, canalization and dredging of major rivers. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.